Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to yet another episode of the Quick 10 podcast, live and in person here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are at a CMMC conference. Lots of activity, lots of energy. And today I'm joined by Eric from Control Case. Tell the audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, what you guys are all about. Then we'll just kind of go through some of the motions here.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you having me. Yeah. You're awesome. You know that.
Oh, so
we enjoy you guys. You've been phenomenal.
We don't pay our guests to say that. Yeah. We don't pay them at all.
So I'm Eric. I'm the Vice President of Business Development for Control Case. Been with them actually, I think just about a year today or this week.
So
new to the company, but not new to the industry. We're an audit and certification shop. So think of any audit and cert. We are authorized C3PAO. We are 3PAO. So we're doing FedRAMP, GovRAMP, that whole jazz. Anything ISO, anything SOC 2, HIPAA, HITRUST, PCI, you name it. The name of our game is audit and cert. So we're trying to educate the community on the importance of either if you're on the readiness side or consulting side, how to encompass the thought process of an audit, or if you're going down the audit path, we want to make it as easy and friendly and not scary as possible.
The topic of mock assessment has been ginormous the last 2 days now since we've been filming these here live. What are you seeing there? What's that? Where are you seeing maybe you guys, how you handle it differently than maybe some other people out there that are?
Yeah, I think point blank, it is the most important thing to do right now because of how new CMMC is. It is not required. It's a completely optional task. But what we're seeing is a lot of these folks that are jumping right to the audit aren't ready, right? They don't have the right documentation. They haven't classified their assets the right way. They don't have any of the documentation for their external service providers. And what we're finding is if they would have done some due diligence and maybe kind of pre-tested themselves, maybe a few months or weeks, hopefully a few months in advance,
yeah,
you can find yourself in a much better position during the audit, because a lot of these people are using these audits as mechanism to get business. It's not contracts yet, but a lot of these people are, contracts are asking, what's your timeline? Mm-hmm. Give us your idea on the when. So we're trying to get people to push themselves into the mock and think about the audit sooner. Once you identify scope, we want to have that audit conversation. So the mock for us should be the mock for pretty much everybody. We're not consulting, right? We're going to give you the same deliverables as a C3PO audit, met, not met, what the findings were, what we interviewed, what the artifacts were, right? All the auditors have their process that they have to follow through the CAV. And that deliverable of met, not met, and why,
mm-hmm,
will show the end client, hey, all that work you've put in is validated. The C3PO audit is going to be less scary. But if you have some findings that come back, what a better environment to find a fault in a non-accredited authorized audit, right? So for us, the mock assessment is just key, but again, it's not required. We try to make that very clear, but we do push it on every single person we talk to because we find a ton of value in.
So a little appropriate runway. So that's what you're just to back on that some. So you are, let's say, been working out a long time. You haven't really focused on CMMC level 2 until recently. Still sounds like make sure you do the right partner, make sure you have the right solution, whether you're doing internal or external, but don't rush to do a C3PO, a formal assessment from, which is not yet required. So another thing here is that we're sitting here at the end of May.
Yep.
So somebody might be watching this in next May or Christmas or something. So potentially by the end of the year, fall, we'll start to see it in contracts and stuff. But if you're still not seeing it in your contract yet, hopefully you don't see it in your contract and then now make a decision. Have a runway. Prepare for a mock so you're ready for your assessment.
Right? Yeah, I think that the story I want to paint for people is that you want to engage a C3PAO as soon as possible. There's not many of us. You want to open dialogue with multiple C3PAOs. You want to talk to a bunch, right? Yeah. I think doing your due diligence is important. You want to make sure the personalities vibe with the auditors. You want to make sure the pricing is appropriate for you and market appropriate. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that the timeline makes sense and they're available and they have expertise in your specific environment. Because we know there's not one way to CMMC compliance, but there is specific steps along the way, sure, that we all need to do. So yes, you want to engage early and often. And you might even want it lock in, because once scope is identified and you're able to say, hey, we got this many people, this many locations, this many assets, here's our external service providers. Most audit for most C3POs can give you a price and at least a generalized date and timeline of when you can engage with them. The fear happens is if they come in and they say, hey, I want an audit in December. I'll talk to you in November. Doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
We're all booking months in advance. So, and this goes for all audits, right? So when we do a SOC or an ISO audit, we ask clients to engage early and often, even if you have a runway of readiness to go. So that would be my message to the community is engage early and often, talk to a few, get a feel, get a vibe, and then lock it in with the identified scope. If it changes, it changes. We'll pivot. And then you have your runway. Use it as a tool to have a finish line,
yep.
Right? Use it as a mechanism internally to say, instead of it being an ongoing effort forever, hey guys, we've committed to an auditor. We think we want to do this in Q4. We've committed now.
Yep.
Let's make that a goal. And if we have to slide, give the C3PO enough time to slide. But yeah, engage early and often would be my message there. And throw in a mock.
Yeah.
Add a milestone of a mock in there and give yourself enough time to finalize what needs to be finalized. Fixed what needs to be fixed so that when you go up there, it's an easy engagement. You're in and you're out. We issue your certification. We smile, we shake hands, we move on.
I like that. And then you guys do good work. You've been busy at your booth. We can see it from ours. So thank you for stepping aside, by the way, and doing this. The C3PAO mindset, what you guys are learning, seeing, sharing is going to continuously get better. More clarity is going to come out with something. So we'll definitely revisit this. So if I'm somebody listening or watching right now and I want to talk to you or someone at Control Case, where do you want to send them?
Yeah. So come and find me, Eric Levitas. I'm on LinkedIn, elevitas@controlcase.com, my number, everything. I'm your guy as a relic for anything CMMC or federal. I oversee that at Control Case. We've got an awesome group of salespeople, awesome group of operations people. We're a global firm. But if you have any needs as it relates to CMMC, FedRAMP, SOC, think of a compliance framework. If there's an audit at the end of it, I want that phone call and we want to talk you through it. And again, if it's something we can do, we'll support them. Something we can't do, I have a ton of great partners that I would love to refer work to,
sure,
to make sure that we complete their puzzle piece. So, you know, Eric Levitas, find me on LinkedIn, email me. I promise I'll respond.
Awesome.
Get paid for it.
They're good people. That is a tribute. We know your guys' team now. It's good stuff. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Really appreciate the time. And we'll see you next time.
Appreciate you again.
Thanks, Eric. Time.
Thank you for listening to this episode. And make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's CUICKTRAC.com.